It's gotta be shorter than mine.
WRCO FM, Richland Center, Wisconsin. It is 65 degrees, and our good morning time is 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. It's the first Friday of the month, the government to report numbers on unemployment in June.
The Labor Department is expected to announce a gain of 190,000 jobs last month. That would be down considerably from the 272,000 jobs added in May. It'd be a sign that the economy is starting to cool, but the number is still historically strong. Unemployment's expected to hold steady at 4%.
ABC's Daria Albinger, 3 people killed, 7 injured here in New York City after a pickup truck plowed into a park on the Lower East Side of Manhattan. Terrorism not suspected. It's believed the driver of the pickup truck was drunk. Voters in Great Britain sent the Conservative Party, which has run Britain the last 14 years, sent it to a crushing defeat in parliamentary elections, their worst ever in 190 years of existence. The Labour Party's Keir Starmer to be the next British Prime Minister. This is ABC News. ABC's Andrea Fagee. Independence Day tragedy in Southern California.
11 people were on board when the boat crashed into a jetty in Alamitos Bay. Crews had to rescue some people from the water. Boat owner Scott Rose says he's unsure why the boat crashed. He says he's never come close to the jetty line.
Daytime's easy, but nighttime, that's why you have chart plotters and stuff. You just look at that stuff and it kind of tells you where you are in relation to the rocks.
3 of the people injured were taken to a hospital in critical condition. Blake Trolley, ABC News Long Beach.
It's ghastly hot in a lot of the American West. People have died, and the heat could soon break records.
Next week, there's a chance Death Valley will hit, get this, 130 degrees. If it gets to 130 degrees, that'll be the hottest temperature ever reliably measured on Earth. Las Vegas could also break a record. Anything above 117 degrees would blow the all-time record out of the water, and Las Vegas is forecast to be 119 degrees for much of the week next week.
ABC's Alex Stone. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Today's forecast calls for a high of 74. Partly to mostly cloudy, scattered showers likely, especially by late morning, maybe a few thunderstorms. Tonight, a few showers early, then partly cloudy and fog possible, a low of 58. Saturday, partly sunny and mild, a 40% chance of spotty showers or thunderstorms by midday, a high of 79. Saturday night, showers possible early, then partly cloudy and areas of fog, a low of 60. Sunday, sun and clouds, mild again with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely, a high of 79. And Monday, 79 with occasional showers and thunderstorms. Right now in Richland Center, after a stormy 4th of July. In fact, we received 1 inch and 6 tenths all total yesterday and last night. A 4th of July high of 79 degrees. After a low this morning of 64, we're at 65 degrees. Good morning. Today is Friday, July 5th. Thanks for joining us. It's time to start the broadcast day officially.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red. Star-spangled banner.
some glad morning when this life is over.
We start the day in a positive way. That was Jimmy Dean with the Imperials Quartet and the Jordanaires. I'll Fly Away. Before that, a national anthem sung by Alabama. Hello, friends. We hope you had a good 4th of July. Another wet one. My goodness. Rains came, and the local communities that had fireworks, I believe they all went off last night. I think Lone Rock moved theirs earlier from what I heard, and Boscobel kind of hung in there, got him in between the showers, major showers. Again, an inch and 6/10 here at the radio studios. More reported in some other areas and less, too. But everybody was about around an inch from some of the totals that we saw, and then higher as well. And the unfortunate thing is, I pulled the forecast off here from Tony Schumacher, and I had to look at the date. I'm like, oh, wait a minute. No, this was yesterday's forecast, because it called for scattered showers likely, especially by midday. And I'm thinking, wait a minute, that's the same line that started yesterday's forecast. But it is the correct forecast, so we could be in line for a little bit more today. Hang in there. We've got some things to tell you about, some weekend stuff coming up in the area. This is Glenn Campbell on the Light in the Milk House Show.
It's knowing that your door is always open and your path is free to walk. That makes me tend to leave my sleeping bag rolled up and stashed behind your couch. And it's knowing I'm not shackled by forgotten words and bonds and the ink stains that are dried upon some line. That keeps you in the back roads by the rivers of my memory. It keeps you ever gentle on my mind. It's not clinging to the rocks and ivy planted on their columns now that bind me. Something that somebody said because they thought we fit together walking. It's just knowing that the world will not be cursing or forgiving when I walk along some railroad track and find that you're moving on the back roads by the river.
That's a group, Restless Heart, on the Light in the Milk House show, 15 minutes after the hour of 5 o'clock. It is 65 degrees at WRCO. The Brewers lost a game last night in Colorado. We'll recap that in sports in about 5 minutes or so. Richland Center Landfill will be open tomorrow from 8 until noon. An important reminder. Kaz Cars and Coffee will be held tomorrow as well from 8 until 11 in Cazenovia. Any vehicle, any vintage, welcome. No entry fees, no awards, and free coffee. And a CarBQ in the park will be held Saturday at Call Park in Bear Valley. A classic car show will begin at 11, followed by the chicken barbecue at noon and music by the Crossfire Band from noon until 4. Registration for a beanbag tournament will begin at 12:30. That's all going on tomorrow at Call Park in Bear Valley. Reminders from our community calendar. So, yeah, there are some fun things to do this holiday weekend. Here's Don Williams.
I guess as a lover, I have a ways to go. When someone wants you, they should just say it's so. You'll understand if you'll take my hand, then we can dance real slow to something on the radio. Listen to the radio. Oh, listen to the radio. Let's spend the night together, baby, don't go. They sing it on the radio. I try to find a way to explain to you what's on my mind and not sound so plain to you. But you'll realize if you close your eyes, the feelings my words can't show. They're playing on the radio. Listen to the radio. Listen to the radio. Let's spend the night together. Baby, don't go. They sing it on the radio. The words I'd say seem to sound as real. The songs they play, that's how I really feel. So listen to the radio. Oh, listen to the radio. Let's spend the night together. Baby, don't go. They sing it on the radio. Listen to the radio. Oh, listen to the radio. Let's spend the night together. Baby, don't go. They sing it on the radio.
Richland Family Restaurant Studios. Try something different with a side of great tunes.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
An update on sports is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. On the 4th of July, a few home talent games were played. Wisconsin Dells got the win against Cazenovia, 10-3. Ashton over Wanakee, 16-6. And Reedsburg got the win against Plain, 7-4. Dodgeville was a winner over Ridgeway, 3-0, in a game shortened to 5 innings by rain. Argyle, 10-2 over Wyota. Verona beat Arena, 10-2. Schulzburg-Benton over Blanchardville, 9-7. Belleville, 14. Muscadet, 3. Pine Bluff-Mount Horeb over Hollandale, 3-0 as well, in games that went on locally. Somehow they got him in between the showers yesterday. Jake Cave hit his first home run of the season to snap a sixth-inning tie, and the Rockies beat the Brewers 4-3 to gain a split of the four-game series. Charlie Blackman had two hits, including a two-run double for the Rockies. Cave homered off Tobias Myers, driving a 1-0 pitch over the fence in straightaway center. Anthony Molina got the win in relief. The Brewers now move on for another game. Not a lot of rest as they head to Los Angeles to play a three-game series against the Dodgers. Elsewhere yesterday in the National League, Washington 1-0 over the Mets. St. Louis beat Pittsburgh 3-2. The Cubs over Philadelphia 10-2. San Francisco 4-2 winners against Atlanta. Arizona 9 and the Dodgers 3. In the American League, Minnesota 12, Detroit 3, Houston 5-3 over Toronto, Cleveland 8, the White Sox 4, Oakland 5-0 over the Angels, Seattle 7, Baltimore 3, Tampa Bay 10-8 over Kansas City. Interleague play, Cincinnati 8-4 over the Yankees, Boston 6, Miami 5, San Diego 3-1 over Texas as well. Some scores from yesterday in the majors, and that's an update on Friday Morning Sports.
Town & Country TV & Appliance in Richland Center is the area's leading appliance store, serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1972. They're your big screen HD TV headquarters. Walsh's Ace, the helpful hardware place with quality products from paint and electrical supplies to plumbing, power tools, clothing, animal health, and more. And Feral Gas, America's premier propane company, offers the convenience and flexibility of online bill payment and 24-hour emergency service. Call Feral Gas today.
5:22 the time, the temperature is 65 degrees. We're headed towards 74 later on. Scattered showers likely, especially by late morning. Maybe a few thunderstorms again today. 1 inch and 6/10 in the rain gauge yesterday. Right now we're at our morning high temp so far, which is 65 degrees. That's how it goes weather-wise. We just got to kind of polka our cares away. Polka around the puddles today if you can. Here we go. Yes! Plain Hot Shots with the Peanuts Polka right there. Good for what ails you this morning after maybe a couple of extra brats yesterday or some ice cream. In fact, we had a little dining on some chicken barbecue yesterday in Lone Rock, too. We got there just in the nick of time, but that was wonderful, too. So hopefully your 4th of July celebration went off really well yesterday. It's 65 at WRCO Studios on the Wirtz floor and home temperature gauge. This is the Light in the Milk House show, and here is Gene Shepherd.
Just like some breeze, you've drifted back again. You didn't bother to inform me. You knew I'd let you in. I thought I knew it all, but I'm still learning. Yes, I'm just an old bridge that you keep burning. You just can't stand to see my world go round. With just
before this hurt is gone. you just walk into. It's filled with sunshine and music, and the song is you. And I've got a whole lot of things to sing about. I got a whole lot of things to say, like I love you and I need you every night.
Pride on the Light in the Milk House Show. Good morning. It is a Friday morning. Here's the forecast. It includes a high of 74 today. Scattered showers likely, especially by late morning. Maybe a few thunderstorms. West to northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. A few showers early tonight, then partly cloudy. Fog possible, a low of 58. Saturday, 79 with a 40% chance of spotty showers by midday. Showers early Saturday night, a low of 60. And Sunday, 79, a sun and cloud mix. And mild again with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely. Right now in Richland Center, no rain today. So far, we're up one from the overnight low at 65 degrees at 5:30.
This farm news and market update from Brownfield on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Tim Slack Auction and Realty, LLC, offering professional auction service and real estate, household hay, firewood, produce, and farm machinery. Visit TimSlackAuctionRealty.com for more information on upcoming sales.
The frequent rains are making livestock handling more difficult. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Pioneer Brand Corn is part of a winning team that includes deep local knowledge and on-farm support. Pioneer Brand Corn, your best year starts here. Cow-calf producer Jake Thompson from Barnesville, Minnesota, says most of the impact is on outdoor open dirt lots.
Mud itself is about one of the worst things there is for cattle, especially when you're looking at some of those fat cattle that are getting fairly close to being moved, the amount of stress that can cause. And not only that, you're lost in complete gains.
He tells Brownfield insect numbers usually spike in wet conditions,
which will lead to even more stress upon everybody and get all those cattle penned up in the corners and things like that. So definitely the muddy conditions can not only lead to increased death loss, but leads to inefficiencies when it comes to gains.
Thompson is the current president of the Minnesota State Cattlemen's Association. A technical agronomist with Channel Seed says corn and soybean conditions vary based on when the crops were planted. Derek Compton tells Brownfield.
A lot of corn in that early window went in around Mother's Day, and that stuff is actually shoulder high where it had an opportunity to get some heat units and be on some relatively drier conditions. And then we have some stuff that was late planted. You know, there's a lot of V3 to V4 corn across the countryside because guys wanted to get a crop in the ground. And it's the same on beans.
He says early April soybeans have pods forming, and some soybeans were planted last week due to the wet, cool conditions. A technical services representative with BASF says now is the time to identify herbicide-resistant weeds. Gary Welker tells Brownfield farmers struggling with weed pressure may be dealing with resistance.
Because all the easy ones don't reproduce, right? Because they're gone. The ones that survive, they're a little harder to kill, and then that's all that's left. And pretty soon, you get to the point where only the ones that were extremely difficult to kill are left. Then you have full-blown resistance.
Welker says farmers can work with their agronomist or retailer to fully identify herbicide-resistant weeds in their fields. A recently released documentary is highlighting the history and versatility of soybeans. Sarah Stelter from Wisconsin is among the farmers featured in Groundbreaking, a story of innovation.
Every part of our lives, every single day, we see soybeans in use, from fire prevention to food to medicine to the whole mission to Mars. Soybeans are going to be involved in that.
The Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board member and farmer tells Brownfield the film was funded by the Soybean Checkoff and features 15 experts in 9 states looking into the crop's past and possibilities for the future. The documentary is streaming now on the A&E Network. U.S. ethanol production and stocks were both higher last week. The U.S. Energy Information Administration says production averaged 1,064,000 barrels a day, up 21,000 on the week and 4,000 on the year. I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield.
Walsh's Ace Hardware is your grilling destination. Walsh's has a grill for just about any situation. From Weber, Napoleon, Traeger, Blackstone, Charbroil, Pit Boss, and Orion, they can help. They always have a buy two, get one free deal on their chips, chunks, and pellets, so be sure to mix and match to try something new. Propane is your choice. They refill and exchange cylinders. Get ready to grill any time of year, courtesy of Walsh's Grilling Department.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
The potential for risk management opportunities. Good morning, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. June acreage data came out last week from the USDA. University of Missouri Scott Brown says it had some pretty good news for livestock producers.
Livestock producers ought to be smiling just a little bit, especially if they aren't in the corn production business. USDA gave us 91.475 million acres of corn in the report today. That's up from what was basically 90 million acres in March intentions. I think that's been part of the reason for lower corn prices that we've seen today in the marketplace. USDA also told us more stocks of corn than pre-report estimates would have suggested. So lower feed costs may still be in the future here for the livestock industry. So I think that's a positive piece out of that report. Now, on the soybean side of the equation, USDA gave us 86.1 million acres of soybeans in the June acreage report. That was down about 400,000 acres from where the March intentions report came in. And was at the low end of the pre-report estimates, just as corn was at the above the upper end of the pre-report estimates. So soybeans a little tighter than maybe folks would have thought beforehand.
But there's been a lot of flooding in the upper Midwest and some very hot and dry weather throughout the rest of the Corn Belt already this year.
When you look at what's been some of the flooding issues in parts of corn country, what's going to happen to harvested acres is certainly still unknown at this point. I won't be surprised for USDA to also resurvey some on the planting side, just given there's still several acres left to go to be planted yet, given where the report came out.
In fact, there were several million acres of corn and soybeans unplanted when USDA was gathering data from farmers for this latest report. Prevent plant data should help confirm just how many acres, which will start to be released in August. Just a reminder, markets were closed yesterday in observance of the July 4th holiday. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Planning a timber harvest is not always an easy or simple process. There are many things to consider. Meister Log & Lumber has helped landowners make decisions since 1936. Your trees are an asset to manage on land that's an asset needing the same careful management. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber today. Meister Log & Lumber will help you develop a vision for your timber assets. Call 608-434-4413.
Commodity markets are closed in observance of Independence Day. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Stein's focus on delivering higher yielding genetics faster than the competition is why they've released more Enlist E3 lines than any other company. Stein has yield. Ahead of the day off for July 4th, soybeans were up on strength in soybean oil. August beans were 7.5 higher at 11.57 and 3 quarters. September was up 6 and 3 quarters at 11.17 and a half. Corn was lower with generally non-threatening development weather. September was 2.5 lower at 4.05 and a half, and December corn was down 1 and 3 quarters at 4.19 and a half. Live and feeder cattle closed higher, watching the direct cash cattle markets. August live was up 82 at 185.92. October was $1.20 higher at 186.85. August feeders were up 227 at 263.37. But with uncertainties about weekend retail clearance, August hogs were up 5 at 89.82. October was down 10 at 74.17. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
Dealing with livestock and pets during and after a natural disaster. Next on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Natural disasters make life tough for people and animals. The Utah Department of Agriculture and Food has community animal response teams in the event of a disaster. Coordinating that program is Assistant State Veterinarian Amanda Price.
It's going to help counties and cities prepare for animals in disaster, to have a plan in place before a disaster for what they're going to do with the animals in their community, as well as helping the individual animal owners realize, hey, we've got to have some plans in place for our animals.
Price says people can put themselves at risk when their animals are at risk.
We know that planning for animals in disasters and helping save their lives saves human lives as well. There were a lot of people during Hurricane Katrina that refused to evacuate because they were told they couldn't take their pets with them, so they stayed behind and put themselves in risk.
Then, says Price, there's the matter of reuniting animals and their owners when the disaster's over.
So not as big a deal for the ones that are branded, but, you know, horses, if they're not branded, it can be really hard to tell who they belong to. So if you don't want to brand them, you can use the microchips. Can't use the microchips on food animals, but, you know, we do have the RFID tags, brands, other ways to figure out who the owners are.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business. All special summer feeder cattle sales will be beef Holstein combination sales every second and fourth Friday through the months of June, July, and August. Bloomington Livestock Exchange will return to special Roundup feeder cattle sales in the fall. For more information, visit bloomingtonlivestock.com or give them a call at 608-994-2020.
A new leader would like to see growth in Missouri's dairy operations. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. Missouri Dairy's new executive director is looking forward to growing the organization. Brownfield's Michelle Stangler has that story.
Alfred Brand says he's concerned with the state of the dairy industry in Missouri.
We're losing dairy farms. We're losing some cows. It's kind of a mirror of this national average. The entire southeast part of the country is losing them at a little bit faster rate.
He says another challenge for many dairy farms is labor.
Farmers in general get older and they don't have someone at home to take it over. It makes the logical step for them to leave the business. But we would like to see that younger generation take an interest.
Brandt says a recent $250,000 grant from the state legislature will study the dairy industry challenges and opportunities. The grant will also fund a summit happening this November.
We'll go over the study. We'll decide what steps we need to take.
I'm Michelle Stengler for Brownfield Ag News.
Food science researchers at the University of Minnesota have won this year's Dairy Checkoff New Product Competition. Dr. Rohit Kapoor is the Vice President of Product Research at Dairy Management, Inc., Dairy's Checkoff. He tells Brownfield, DMI and the industry have a different focus for the contest each year.
This year, as you know, consumers are seeking foods that will contribute towards their health and wellness, whether it's mental health, physical health, immunity, etc.
Kapoor is also a past winner of the competition as a graduate student at University of Minnesota nearly 20 years ago. Kapoor says the competition is highly regarded by the dairy foods industry. When he was interviewing for his first job, the employer's questions were all about his efforts in the new product competition. The University of Minnesota team was awarded $10,000 and recognized during the American Dairy Science Association's annual meeting. Markets were closed Thursday for the 4th of July holiday. I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield.
Improve grain quality more efficiently with AGI Mixed Flow Dryers. The dryer's screenless operation and computerized moisture control deliver consistently higher quality grain and heavier test weights per bushel, translating into maximum return on investment. To learn more about energy-efficient AGI mixed flow dryers and how they can add profitability to your farm, contact your local dealer or visit aggrowth.com. AGI, we're right there with you.
From grain storage and handling to conditioning and monitoring, AGI is right there with you, supporting your expertise with the largest catalog of industry-leading solutions. All to ensure your grain gets handled properly, you stay safe, and your profits continue to grow. We're AGI, and we're all in. To learn more about how AGI can support your farm, contact your local dealer or visit aggrowth.com.
5:45 on a Friday morning. Good morning. The forecast calls for a high of 74, with scattered showers likely, especially by late morning. And again, maybe a few thunderstorms today. 1 inch and 6/10 in the rain gauge from yesterday and last night. It was a wet fourth. We're at 64 degrees. That is, so far, the overnight low temperature. We will have an update on weather a little bit more in depth with meteorologist Tony Schumacher coming up just before 6 this morning.
Don't know why we fall.
good morning from the Laying the Milk Cow Show. That is actually some movie music. Sissy Spacek and Beverly D'Angelo, a couple of famous actresses that came from the movie featuring Loretta Lynn's story, the coal miner's daughter. But Sissy Spacek as Loretta Lynn and Beverly D'Angelo, she was Chevy Chase's wife in the Vacation movies, among her credits. But I always thought her role, she played kind of a smaller role in Coal Miner's Daughter, but she played the part of Patsy Cline. And I always thought she did amazingly well, even looked the part in that particular film. And they both sang their parts, too, which is sometimes not the case when famous actors and actresses take on a movie role. They'll have somebody sing and they'll lip sync, but that wasn't the case there. So pretty credible version of that particular tune right there. Good morning for a good old cup of coffee before you head out and about. This is Claude Gray.
I'll just have a cup of coffee, then I'll go. Thought that I'd just drop by and let you know that I'm leaving town tomorrow. I'll cause you no sorrow. I'll just have a cup of coffee, then I'll go. I brought the money like the lawyer said to do. It won't replace all the heartaches I've caused you. It won't take the place of loving you, I know. I'll just have a cup of coffee, then I'll go. Tell the kids I came by a while last night, and I kissed them while they slept so tight. Make my cup of coffee sweet and make it warm, just the way you used to be inside my arms. I'll have another half a cup, and then I'll go.
Well, I've been thinking it over, but I can't figure out how we're gonna make it together. I think it's all over now. I tried to give you some freedom, all that my heart would allow. But after seeing how you've done, I think it's all over now.
It's all over now.
Since I saw you yesterday,
it's all over now.
Since you looked at him that way, I've been thinking it over. Hoped we could make it somehow, but after thinking it, since I saw you yesterday,
it's all over now.
Since you looked at him that way, I've been thinking it over. Hope we could make it somehow, but after thinking it, I think it's all over now.
Rich with a classic on the Light in the Milk House show. It's all over now. Well, not the rain. No. Oh, looks like we could be in line for a little bit more of that. And I will have details coming up here in just a bit when Tony checks weather. A reminder, Cowboy Church featuring Monty Berger of the Country Gold Band will be held Sunday at 2 o'clock at the Little Brown Church of Bear Valley. Light refreshments will be provided. And Kickapoo Cowboy Church is held the first Sunday of each month, starting at 6 p.m. at Old Oak Inn in Soldiers Grove, coming up on Sunday.
Reynolds Feed and Supply LLC has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website reynoldslivestock.com or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
The Muscadine Mudcats would like to say thank you for their sponsors this year for Hometown Baseball. These sponsors include Philback Ford, Meister Cheese, Subway of Richland Center, Goplin Insurance of Richland Center, Royal Bank, Honkers and Sportsmen's, Wilkinson Auction Services, Walsh's Ace, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, and the Village of Muscadet. Again, the Mudcats would like to thank the sponsors for the 2024 season.
The hometown of baseball season continues on Sunday when WRCO Sports puts the spotlight on Muscadet. The Mudcats will be playing host to the Arena Aces in a good local matchup. 12:45 pregame time, 1 o'clock first pitch time on FM 100.9 and WRCO.com along with the Civic Media app. Hometown of baseball from WRCO Sports, Sunday at 1 from Pickering Park.
Wagner Auto is your hometown family-owned towing service. When your vehicle needs a tow, they can handle it, no matter the size. Rely on professional 24-hour towing service with reasonable rates, all from the local towing company you can trust. Wagner Auto, 647-3443.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires, to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning, this is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, we are looking at some unsettled weather once again. Hopefully nothing as heavy as we had yesterday. Rainfall amounts throughout the area, generally about an inch or so in the Richland Center area. Over in Lone Rock, about an inch and a quarter. Boscobel checking in with an inch and a half. Over into Crawford County, up to an inch and three quarters. Lafarge up in Vernon County, almost 1.9 inches. And over in Baraboo, over 2 inches of rain fell. Just way too much, given how saturated it is. Now, we still have some scattered showers in the forecast the next couple of days, thanks to low pressure swirling over eastern Wisconsin right now, and some upper level disturbances that will slide in from Canada for tomorrow and Sunday. The good news is they will be fairly spotty. The rain amounts total, nothing too terribly heavy, but at least a couple tenths of an inch possible each day. Temperatures will be a few degrees shy of normal here for a few days. There is a warmer and drier spell, though, lurking late next week. It's possible temperatures could inch up toward 90 by next weekend. Here's that forecast now for today. Partly or mostly cloudy. Scattered showers likely, especially from late morning on. Possibly a few thunderstorms. High about 74. Wind becoming west-northwest 5 to 10. Chance of a shower early tonight, then partly cloudy. Fog possible. Low 58. And tomorrow, partly sunny and mild. 40% chance of spotty showers or thunderstorms by midday with a high of 79 degrees. Northwest to west wind 5 to 10. Saturday night, chance of a couple of showers early, then partly cloudy. Areas of fog, low at 60. Sunday, sun and cloud mixture. It should be mild again with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely. High at 79. Monday, more clouds and sun. A few showers and storms. High 79. Tuesday, intervals of sun mixed with spotty showers and storms. High 81. Still a slight chance of a shower Wednesday, partly sunny, high 83. Thursday's high about 85 and mainly dry. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher. Have a good morning.
There was a time when losing your wallet was your greatest risk of losing your hard-earned money. Today, identity theft robs millions of Americans of their finances, well-being, and peace of mind. The Richland County Bank encourages you to take identity theft seriously. Secure your Social Security number. Don't carry your Social Security card in your wallet. Don't respond to unsolicited requests for personal information by phone, mail, or online. Review your receipts. Promptly compare receipts with account statements and watch for unauthorized transactions. And shred receipts with any personal information on them, credit offers, account statements, and expired cards. Questions? The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, Downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Right now in Richland Center, 64 degrees with cloudy conditions. Yesterday, we had a high temperature recorded at 79 degrees, an inch and six-tenths all total yesterday and last night in the rain gauge here. The record high for July 5th goes way back to 1885, a triple-digit 100 degree. Also for the low, we go back to 1967 at 42. Last year's high was 81 and the low 68. Sunset will be at 8:45 tonight. Sunrise time tomorrow morning will be at 5:28. Southwest winds at 5 to 7 miles per hour. Barometer at 29.78, and no precipitation today yet. No reports of water closing roads and things like that, but I'm guessing there are some of those, especially some of the suspect area where water is a factor on or near the roads today. So drive carefully and make your way around it. Don't drive through water on the roadways because there has been a little bit of that reported in parts of southwest Wisconsin. Cloudy conditions, and right now, again, we're at our overnight low. It is 64 degrees.